The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. May He give you clarity and strength. For He's about to turn a corner with us, and it's an important corner. So I began, lately I've been receiving all kinds of graces to just function. And I said, Lord, thank you for the copious graces you have poured out on me. So much goodness has come to me. So much goodness. And the Father began, my daughter, there are more to come. This I promise you, as you make every effort to obey, my heart swells with pride, for truly you are a very rebellious one. But that rebellion also can be used in a positive way and keep you from seeking the approval of men. This is the good use I am putting it to. Lord, what's on your heart and mind, and what can I do for you? You have been contemplating using military videos to raise the bar. I wholeheartedly approve of this plan. My people have no idea of what they are capable of. You are all operating on an eighth of your potential now, in real time. Not anywhere near what it will become. So simple to you in your glorified bodies. And you are right. Obedience qualifies you for my greater gifts. In training you, I really wanted to take you from your lowest self to your highest, so you would see what is truly possible with each human being I've created. You have no idea what a gift it is to rescue souls, build them up to their potential. Exercising this gift with love is what makes a leader great. I know you are still learning, but get used to it. It will never end. Yes, from glory to glory, through the transforming power of my grace, continually being poured out upon the needy soul who can dream of potential beyond lowly expectations. How wonderful to be able to live your dream. How wonderful to continue growing and learning. This is a very great grace. All of you in this community have done very well in adapting to my standards, but you have been looking down rather than up at what your potential is. I'm here to tell you the sky is the limit. In other words, there is no limit to what you can become if you set your heart to it. This is why we will now be training with the military that sets its goals far beyond human norm. Now, I've noticed that in watching the videos, the Navy videos. Boy, they really gave good examples of things that are beyond a normal person's capacity. My angels are well trained in obedience because they know who I am. And they are not the least bit interested in their own ways. They rejoice to have the boundaries of obedience. It is their security to operate within them because they know that if they do, they cannot fail. It is not always easy for them. They do get injured, sometimes even seriously, but they count it their honor to endure suffering for the sake of the kingdom. My dearest, they love you to distraction because of the decisions you have made to lay down your life and follow me. I want you to get over these false notions that they look down on you. I tell you the truth. They carry the utmost respect in their hearts for you. And I would add to that every believer who has laid down their life for the Lord. What makes the kingdom of heaven work is obedience. Angels work in a very strict heavenly hierarchy, or they would never be effective. This is why I am plunging you into military videos. I want you to see what makes things work, the right and the wrong ways, that beings of the highest intelligence rejoice to work within the confines of my will. This is where I am taking you, heart dwellers, if you are willing to follow. There must be a very well-established order to keep things working as they must. A firm structure on an ironclad foundation. People are not born or raised in that kind of environment. So before they can do anything for me, they must abandon the purse of their own opinion and have unshakable trust in their leader. That's when I started to cringe. And he said, "Don't worry, beloved. You are moving along at a very good pace, but I need you to believe in me and what I am doing with you. You must grow into that confidence that makes creative leadership work. I love variety. The last thing I want is a rigid, unthinking drone following me. I look for love to follow me and the ability to use the creative skills I've endowed every soul with. Right now, you are in a loose-knit community of souls finding your way and the charisma of your service. What I am about to do is turn you into a well-oiled machine that does not stray from the right path. So I am asking you to put your heart, your time, and your soul into allowing me to form you. I need wet clay. Are you willing to forsake your own thinking and comply with all your heart to mine? This truly will become boot camp. But remember, you are never required to obey an action that goes against your conscience or the Holy Scriptures. If you can operate in that climate with a willing and loving heart, then we can do this together." And that was the end of his message. Just out of curiosity, I've played a few Navy videos, and I come away from them feeling so edified. And I couldn't figure out, why do I feel so edified? Why do I feel so right about what I was watching? And I realized their standard of behavior is very high. Order and behavior is very high. And they put forth a lot of stories about people who rose to the occasion, you know, being shot 5 times and carrying a wounded soldier. Now, it's obvious that there are some things in the stories that are a little colorful, but I have to say, these are based on events in the military, and the whole mood and feeling of it is order, dedication, perseverance, and humility. They really stress humility and dealing with people that are proud and difficult. How to work through that is very encouraging. So I've gotten a lot out of these military videos. They've shown me what is possible with a human being. Instead of just the same old rum drum, here we go, do it again day. This is inspiring. So I'm going to be posting probably Navy videos for you on the channel to watch, because I want you to see what orderliness and obedience, perseverance and humility look like in real life situations that are very difficult. And the Lord is the one who is leading us in this direction because He wants to raise us up. He doesn't want us to drag along, but to be risen up and fully equipped. And He cannot fully equip us if we haven't learned humility and obedience and brotherly love. So you'll notice that I'm posting these videos, and I strongly recommend that you listen to them. I think it's going to be a shot in the arm for you to think more about what you're capable of and what you can do that you haven't done. So the Lord bless you, my dear heart dwellers. Let's continue to dwell in His heart with love, but understand that in heaven everything is ordered, and may it be on earth as it is in heaven for those souls that really love Him. Amen.